You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The book tour is what we expect from authors these days, a round of appearances and interviews publicising the latest offering. So what happens, and what do the publishers think, when a writer says, no, I'm opting out? Gregory David Roberts has just done that, announcing that he's not going to do the rounds to promote his follow-up to his best-selling book, Shantaram, which was based on his experiences in India. That's one of those books that built up an enormous cult following. It turned the author into a hero to his followers. He's big stuff. Now, others who haven't read it or haven't even heard of it won't know about this, but Roberts is a phenomenon. Our arts editor, Will Gompertz, has been looking at the idea of trying to get out of the limelight in an age of mass communication.
Escaping to the slums of Mumbai inspired the Australian author Gregory David Roberts to write his epic novel, Shantaram. He'd already had an epic life as a heroin addict, bank robber, mafia gang member, and a stretch in prison to boot. Shantaram was published in 2003. It had a slow start, but became a sleeper hit that sold millions of copies worldwide, following in the backpacker footsteps of Alex Garland's The Beach.
Trust me. It's a paradise.
12 years later, and Gregory David Roberts has a follow-up novel, The Mountain Shadow. But this time, he's decided not to go on the road to promote it. He told an audience in the summer that he's decided to retire from public life.
I don't do speeches anymore, I don't go to festivals, I won't be promoting The Mountain Shadow. I don't do brunches, lunches, dinners, cocktails, parties, I don't go to restaurants, I don't accept any invitations and don't go anywhere anymore. Think Salinger, in a way.
It's disappointing because he's one of the most charismatic speakers I've ever come across.
Antonia Hodgson from Little Brown UK was the editor here who spotted Shantaram's potential.
He is a brilliant advertisement for his book.
You do need the author, on the whole, to go out there on the stump, do the festivals, you know,
that
Cheltenham and Edinburgh.
It's probably a cumulative thing, I would say. I write for a living as well as being an editor, and I certainly go to festivals, but I'm very conscious at the same time as a publisher of how much time that takes out.
How pleased or upset would you be if Gregory said to you, do you know what, I'm reversing my decision, I'm re-entering public
life? I'd be really happy. It's his prerogative, you know. He seems really happy. But if he wants to do a Frank Sinatra and come back one day out of retirement, that's fine by me too.
I set myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, well, it's always been an important book to me, The Mockingbird, and it just has always been fascinating why she never produced anything else.
Harper Lee's Goathead Watchman had readers queuing around the block earlier this year. She, as usual, was nowhere to be seen or heard, proving, as Sam Leith, Man Booker Prize judge and literary editor of The Spectator, says, that a long absence can be a very effective marketing strategy.
It's certainly the case that there are some authors whose mystique has been massively increased by their being, you know, so to speak, reclusive or retiring from public life. Or
Salinger, Harper Lee.
Salinger. Well, there's only a few slots for those people, I think. You know, there's a kind of limited number of available slots for those. Maybe it's one out, one in. And, you know, when Salinger went, there was an opening. But for the most part, I think, and more, publishers particularly, kind of expect their authors to be available.
I suppose the first thing to say is I'm a bit of a fake novelist. I basically write novellas.
Cloud Atlas author David Mitchell lives in the west of Ireland, but made his way to the Hay Festival this year to promote his latest novel.
It looks as if I write these long, rollicking novels, but kind of I cheat.
Sam, Gregory David Roberts decided to remove himself from public life. It seems to me rather a risky thing to do for an author in this day and age.
For most writers, it's a pretty high-risk strategy, because it's slightly all or nothing. It seems a bit spoiled to say, you know, I've got too many invitations for literary festivals, I can't sit and write my next novel, because most writers are in the opposite position, and so you should be grateful that you're being asked to promote your book.
Gregory David Roberts' decision to retire from public life is based on a desire to spend more time writing books and less time talking about them. Fair enough. But given the size and highly engineered structure of his novels, it is perhaps asking a lot of readers to take a punt on a book without having first had their appetite whetted by its charismatic author.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.